Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Jacob Starkey, S-T-A-R-K-E-Y. This address is 2760 Cactus Avenue, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-526-1532. ID is XXXS3367, date of birth 7-2-1973. This is a forty-eight-year-old, right-handed, employed truck driver, Sprague Chem Chemical Company, Dash Durham, his insurance is Blue Cross, pharmacy is Costco, mail order below that should say CVS. East Avenue, Chico, 530-896-5404. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with recent onset of symptoms of left thumb tremor and tremor in the right hand, subparagraph complaints of neuromusculoskeletal stiffness about the neck, anterior chest, and shoulders, subparagraph no history of neck injury, new paragraph, concurrent care, currently treated for moderately severe symptoms of OCD, recent readjustment of treatment regimen to risperidol and fluvoxamine with excellent benefit. Below that it should say history of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome with findings of morbid obesity, dash treated, subparagraph current complaints of sleep initial and sleep maintenance insomnia, dash treated, but with multiple nocturnal arousals and sleep disruption. New paragraph. Reports of type 2 diabetes. New paragraph. Nocturnal arousals with hunger, suggesting hypoglycemia. New paragraph. Oh, under history of illnesses, the next paragraph should be history of deep venous thrombosis, right proximal lower extremity, dash atypical leg pain, currently treated, Eliquis, Subparagraph ED evaluation, Enloe Hospital for evaluation of stabbing chest pain. Referred to cardiology with negative ED evaluation. Under current medications, it should say tizanidine, Xanaflex, 1Q6 hours, muscle spasm. Apixaban, Eliquis, 5 milligrams, one tablet twice daily. Rupinerol, 1 milligram tablet by mouth twice daily. Testosterone, cyprionate, injection 1 milliliter, 200 milligrams every 7 days. Luvox, fluvoxamine, 50 milligram tablets, one at bedtime. APAP codeine, number 3. PRN. Semaglutide, Ozempic, 1 milligram. Milligram subcutaneous Q4 weeks, then weekly. Protonix, pantoprazole, one tablet by mouth daily, 40 milligrams, Ventolin HFA, two puffs per mouth every 6 hours, PRN. Previous medical history, anxiety, depression treated with Lexapro and Abilify, dash readjusted. Restless leg syndrome, treated with Rupinerol 0.5 milligrams HS, taken twice a day as needed. Previous history, hemoptysis, thought secondary to bronchitis, normal CT. History of GERD. Morbid obesity, BMI greater than 30. New paragraph. Recent symptoms of reduced voice hoarseness. Identification of leukoplakia. ENT surgery, 2015. Finding of facial cancer previously, excised. Social history, previous tobacco use, e-cigarettes, alcohol use 3 to 5 times per week. Previous evaluation, positive Sperling, side with head extended. Tenderness at C7T1 on the left. No thoracic tenderness, laboratory testing previous. August, December 2021. Normal comprehensive chemistry panel, low HDL, elevated triglyceride, initial subphysiologic testosterone normal on repeat. Normal B12. Normal electrocardiogram. Normal chest x-ray. Normal femur radiogram. Previous venous Doppler, abnormal complete occlusion, venous thrombosis, upper portion right peroneal vein. Dear Dr. Sloop, thank you for referring Jacob Starkey for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, after developing cervical and chest symptoms, he developed a tremor in his left thumb and rhythmic fine tremor in his right hand that were not incapacitating. New paragraph. This followed apparently readjustment of his treatment regimen to Luvox and Risperidol, which he reports has substantially improved his OCD symptoms to the point that he is no longer impaired in activities that were previously problematic and has reduced his fears to sharp objects, for example. New paragraph. He does give a previous history of psychological trauma, but he did not want to delve into that today. New paragraph. His neurological examination shows mild increase in overall neuromuscular tension, more asymmetric on the right than compared to the left, without cogwheeling. New paragraph. His deep tendon reflexes are normal. And there appears to be a slight delayed relaxation phase in the right Achilles. No pathological or primitive reflexes are detected. New paragraph, his ambulation is fluid, non-ataxic with preserved tandem heel and toe. His Romberg test is unremarkable. New paragraph, there are no abnormal cranial nerve findings or findings on visual fields to confrontation. Okay, great. His motor exam demonstrates excellent muscular build, tone, and strength without weakness. New paragraph. Rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed testing are easily accomplished without asymmetries or halting characteristics. New paragraph. Today, I saw no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. There was no cogwheeling on his testing. New paragraph. Sensory examination was preserved to all modalities. New paragraph. Mental status evaluation indicates some, and I would say mild to moderate, symptoms of anxiety, but no unusual ideation or obvious obsessional thinking. He's otherwise alert, oriented, and appropriate for the clinical circumstances. Just expressing his concern about his concurrent problems. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. He certainly may have early manifestations of pseudo-Parkinsonism as a consequence of his current treatment regimen. They appear, however, to be mild. New paragraph. His clinical symptoms of tremor are associated with recent symptoms of degenerative and findings suggesting degenerative cervical disease. New paragraph. Diagnostic considerations. Number one, we will complete a neuroquant brain MR imaging study for evaluation of cerebrocortical dysfunction with this presentation. New paragraph. Comprehensive laboratory studies will be accomplished to exclude comorbid medical conditions, new paragraph, with this history of nocturnal arousals with hunger suggesting hypoglycemia, glucose tolerance study with insulin values will be done in consideration for further care, new paragraph. Since he's on CPAP therapy but still has difficulty with multiple nocturnal arousals of uncertain etiology, I'm going to refer him back for a formal in-lab CPAP titration polysomnogram to readjust his equipment, which has not been accomplished in several years. This will help determine the nature of his nocturnal arousals and exclude sleep-disordered breathing, sleep apnea, and other disorders that would be contributing to his unusual arousals. New paragraph, therapeutic recommendations. I am giving him a trial of trihexafentanil, parenthesis artane in parenthesis, 1 milligram tablets to take up to twice a day, beginning on weekends, to assure that this does not induce drowsiness that would be interfering for his occupation as a truck driver. New paragraph, he will continue on his ropinirole that he may take up to twice a day as needed. New paragraph, I'll see him for reevaluation in consideration of readjustment of his regimen and further recommendations with the results of his testing, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.